Thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia, floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to get a hold of you people before you charge me for something that I didn't order.
What is your zip code?
01607.
Your first and last name?
Kathy Glenn.
What was the last name?
Glant. G as in girl, A L L A N T.
When did you place the order?
I didn't place an order. What happened was, last week you guys did it to me when you got a phone message to me and you said you were Amazon and you said if I just pay the shipping on some iPods or iBuds, I would get them. And come to find out, I never read the fine print, and after 24 hours, they had the right to charge me $79 for the iPods because I didn't catch it in time. So needless to say, I didn't get a refund for them. But now today, you didn't go under Amazon. You hit me under FedEx, and you said I was a dollar short. So when I put my dollar in to pay for the FedEx to get my delivery, it said, oops, and that didn't work. And then all of a sudden, I was back on the Amazon account from last week. But that was after I put my credit card number in, thinking I was talking to FedEx. So now what I did was I went in and I read the fine print, and that's when I knew that you hit me again. So now I'm calling within 24 hours, so you don't hit me again for $80 for something I didn't buy because you got a hold of my credit card number.
Is the order in your name or is it under a different name?
It's nobody's name. I didn't order. What I did was I was paying the dollar when they hit me up under FedEx.
Because I'm not pulling up an account for you. Let me try checking the last four of the card number that you're being charged under.
It would be 6869.
6869?
Correct.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Ms. Galan, I'm not locating an account for you. Are you sure you're calling the right number?
Well, this is the customer service number that was affiliated with the name I got on my messages.
Okay, because I checked the zip code and your first and last name and also the last four of their card number, and nothing is showing that you have an account with us.
This USPS, the arranged delivery for the package, got charged. Please confirm here. When I go in there, it comes up the congratulations on the Amazon account. And if I accept, They give me a little survey, and then when I answer it all, they want money because right now I can buy win a PlayStation, but as soon as I put in my account number, it comes up like I won it, and I only had to pay the shipping and handling. But now I can't now. But when I go in and I do the fine print, which it won't let me come up with it because I'm not. Wait a minute. Let me just answer some of these questions. We are checking your answers.
Okay. I'm not really sure because I don't show an account for you. So you may have it. You may order through a different company. What I would suggest is contact your bank And they can give you the customer service number that's associated with the charge if you've been billed by that company.
What is your company?
We are a third party, and we handle the billing for various merchants. But we're not affiliated with Amazon or FedEx.
No, the people that I dealt with last week wasn't affiliated with Amazon. You people are using the Amazon symbol to get the people to get in there. Like I said,
we don't offer any products, ma'am. What you're calling to, we are a third party, and we handle the billing for various merchants. So we're not the company that you ordered from, but we do handle billing for various companies.
Yeah, because you guys took the money out of my account. You had my account number because I paid the shipping. But what you did was you charged me $79. And when I called you and said, why are you charging me $79 for the iPods or the iBuds that they said that I got because I paid the shipping? And you said because you had 24 hours to cancel.
No, our trials are 14 days. So, unfortunately, it sounds like you ordered from a different company because all of our trials are a 14-day trial.
Well, I'll tell you this. When I got conned last week, I got to understand what you did to me. And by the way, you still you took $79 out of my account. And then when I said I wanted a refund, they said in order to get a refund, I got to charge you $20, which will make it $99. And when you send me the iBud back to China, then we will refund your account.
Where did you return it back to?
I didn't return them because I gave up.
Where
did
they advise you to turn it back to?
They wanted me to send it back to China.
Okay, we're out of California, ma'am.
Yeah, but I get it. A lot of you guys are out of California. But when you get to the bottom line, they're all in China. They've been ripping
Not with our companies that we handle.
Yeah, well, guess what? I just double-checked. And when I read the fine print on the number I got from you, that's the same because nobody reads the terms and conditions. When I read the terms and conditions, this is how I got, because like I said, I didn't do that last week when I got the buds. You're not getting me what I'm telling you. I got ripped off last week. Somebody ripped me off $80 last week and I didn't get a refund. Now today you hit me again, but it was under the FedEx symbol. And they wanted, and I believed it because it was FedEx, like I believed it was Amazon last week. Now, listen to me. When I did the Amazon today, when I put my dollar in, it said, oops. And then it jumped me over to the same Amazon icon that got me last week for the iBuds. So what I did was, I went in and I got the terms and conditions because I knew it was a ripoff because it said right in the terms and conditions that we are going to charge you $79 if you do not call within 24 hours. And that's why I'm calling a customer account number that I just called an hour ago. She said it didn't hit my bank yet. And I waited an hour and called you back. So how else am I going to get the number that I'm talking to you at?
Okay, I'm not really sure, ma'am, but as you was transferred over to me, and they were unable to locate your account as well.
Well, I just hope I'm not going to get... I did a lousy dollar transaction But they got my account number, and that's what I'm scared about. Last week when I canceled about the iBuds, the lady, now if I'm calling you and I got an account, is that something that you're billing me monthly for, some special thing?
Well, it's just a one-time bill. Once your 14-day trial ends, if you decide to keep the item, then you pay just that one time. It's not a monthly or auto ship.
What's a one-time fee?
It just depends on what you order. We are a third party. We have a billing for over 400 different companies.
Well, this right here, when it, like I said, I got the message, and then it said that my tracking number, that my, it's detained. Now it's UPS. It's not even FedEx. Wait a minute. Winner of the day. That's what it is. It's coming up like I'm a winner of the day. So this winner of the day, your parcel couldn't be delivered. It has been detained. So it's telling me that. So now what they want me to do, continue, parcel and schedule a delivery. Now it's telling me my parcel is confirmed, submit details, and now they want my name and they need a...
I would just hold off from submitting another order. And I will contact the bank, and they will give you the customer service number that's associated with that transaction.
Hun, I didn't order anything. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Last week I ordered something, and after I questioned it, I come to find out I did get ripped off. What I'm trying to tell you is I'm trying to prevent from getting ripped off because I put my credit card number in, thinking that I had a problem with FedEx. I put my credit card number in last week thinking I was only paying for shipping on an item. And come to find out they billed me all that money because I was on a trial basis that you were just telling me what you charge. And yes, I did buy a product last week. I got the product.
Where was your product shipped out from?
As far as I know now, it was Singapore.
Okay, yeah. That's definitely not going to be our company.
To secure a payment, and now they want my credit card number to secure a payment. And once you get that, but now... If I secure, I have read all the terms and conditions. I haven't read the terms and conditions. I read the terms and conditions earlier. They want the credit card number and everything before today's charge, $1.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do apologize, but it looks like you ordered with a different company. We're not able to provide any assistance on an order that's not placed within our company.
Well, if it's not your company, it's this message, and your number is in the message. That's what, you know, you're probably listening to me thinking I'm a nut job. Because it's like I'm putting the cart before the horse. But the thing of it is, I got your number. How else would I get this number if I didn't, after I put the stupid dollar in, I read the terms and conditions, and it was telling me, call this number if you have any problems. And that's what I'm doing. So I'm just going to have to call every hour and find out if you guys charge me money before it says, sorry, we charged your account you can't get a refund because you keep telling me. And the last girl kept saying, what did you purchase? I didn't purchase anything. Last week I purchased something, and I'm stuck with $10 earbuds that I had to pay $80 for. That's where I don't want to get stuck again. But
yes,
what I
ma'am.
Did was, I'm worried that because you got my credit card number, that you're going to charge me for some PlayStation or something, and then I can't return it anyways, or I can return it as long as I ship it to China, and until they get it. Listen, I don't know. I don't know. Everybody seems to be dumb over this.
I would definitely try and call the bank and get the correct phone number so you can reach to that company, okay?
People just don't get it.